There's nothing missing on God's part for all mankind to be saved. He's done everything that can be done, should have been done, need to have been done. He have done it. It have been completed. Here's what the problem is. You and me. People not receiving what's being said. People not telling the truth about what has been done. People not knowing how to deal with the forces that's holding men and women in bondage and in darkness. Why they won't be free. People, the believer has a right to stop it, but we don't. Believers don't use their authority, don't know how to use it, hadn't been told. You've been thinking, I can't do anything about that. Well, that's just the way life is. No, it's not. It's life is the way God says it is. And as you feed, if you fail to feed on the word, Matlock won't teach you this. Matlock not going to tell you to get up in the morning at 5:15 and pray. Matlock not going to tell you as you go through the day, pray. He's not going to tell you to confess the word and say through the day as you go through the day, I'm strong in the Lord. Great is he that's in me and he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm the healed, not the sick. I live long, I live strong. I'm a soul winner. I love people. Because I work with God. The love of God is on the inside of me. I love what God loves. I wait on him. I seek him. I listen for his voice. I commune with him. He talks to me. My spirit is being built up, expanded, educated in the realm of the spirit and the things of God. But Matlock won't tell you that. But you know how it comes? Spending time meditating, believing. And see, we put more emphasis on natural things. And we need to learn. And once we learn how to walk in the spirit, he'll show you how to get things. Oh yeah. He'll show you how to get things. But a lot of time we put more emphasis trying to get things and if we get the knowledge, get his revelation knowledge, it won't be a struggle. He'll show how to get it much easier. It won't be near as much trouble because it's his will that you prosper. It's his will that you succeed. It's his will that you be blessed. Blessed means you got a full supply. What a full supply, ain't nothing missing. Ain't nothing broken. That's a full supply. I don't like nothing. I don't need nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want nothing. Hallelujah. So he said, it's his will that all mankind be blessed and everyone be born again. It is not his will that any be lost and go to a devil hell, because hell was not prepared for Satan. Hell was prepared for Satan and his angel. Excuse me. Hell was prepared for Satan, demons, and his fallen angel. Tonight, we're going to look at some prayers of intercession. This is something we need to learn, that God can't do anything in the earth unless someone asked him. This is why our prayers are so important to him and to us. Did y'all hear what I said? We commune with him, and his spirit will lead us in these things. Let's look at one of the prayers of intercession. Now you think about this. Think about this. You think about the love of God. I won't set this up. You think about the love of God. Here is Lot in this wicked city, Sodom. You know, he's destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And he is, now I'm going to show you what Abraham did and what he could have done. And I'm not blaming him, but the man, but he did do something. And because of his love and because his cooperation with God, he did get Lot out of there. He did, didn't he? But watch it. Here is a city. Now we just had a change of president this last session, and the last term, two term. In the last two term, we got some law passed that is so ungodly. It's just ungodly. You know, same sex marriage. Now they're trying to get every, if you say you're, what you call it, bi what? Trans what? Transsexual. You can go in any bathroom. You should be able to go. Now watch it. Have you ever read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? What was going on in those cities? What was going on? Have you read it? Now, I want you to get this now. I want to show you the love of God. When we dwell somewhere, God is looking out for you. He want to get involved in helping you. Lot went down to that city. Didn't he do it? And God arrested Abraham. Sent some angels. You know, them angels took him towards the city. Now look what I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what Abraham prays. So go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 18. Let's pick up at verse 23. Genesis 18, that's the first book in the Bible. If you're having trouble finding, go to the first book, go to the front of the Bible. We got to laugh because, amen. Laughter do it good like a medicine, right? I say 18:23, right? Now listen to the story now. Listen to the 18:23. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" What did he ask God? We're here. You know, all this was going on. All kind of ungodly living, wicked, ungodly stuff. And he asked God, will thou destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there'll be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for what? 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. See, when you commit your life to God to live right, he told you and he told me. When you do that, he said, the number of your days I will fulfill. He told you and me, when we become righteous, he will bless us. He said, these blessings belong to you. What? These blessings belongs to you. What? To live, to be protected, to be provided for, to be strong, to live in joy, not in fear, to live in peace and not be troubled. Huh? Blessing. To go out and come. Without disasters striking you down. They belong to us. So Lot had gone down into a place. It looked so promising, looked so prosperous. But he got there, there was so much wickedness going on. So here's Abraham interceding for him. He asked in the Lord, will I destroy the, he said, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked? Are you going to treat the righteous people just like you do the wicked? See, God will judge wickedness. See, wickedness, ungodliness, wrongdoing is not going to get away.